Warren tells Musk that X Money's crypto features are a national security problem. Senator Elizabeth Warren has sent a letter to Elon Musk warning that X Money's upcoming launch poses consumer national security and financial stability risks, with particular concern about the product's planned crypto features. The letter landed as X Money is still in its first week of live payments, and it gives the Senate a formal record to point to if the rollout runs into trouble. The immediate business context is simple. X Money went live with Visa-issued cards, a 6% yield on idle balances, and an ex-Aave hire pulling the crypto roadmap. Bitcoin sits at 74,877 as of April 16, 2026, up 1.7% on the day, with a neutral 55 fear and greed reading. The political context is not. Warren is the ranking Democrat on the Senate Banking Committee's Subcommittee on Financial Institutions, and her letters have historically preceded hearings, enforcement referrals, and the occasional piece of draft legislation. Why Warren's three risk buckets matter. Warren's letter structures its concerns around three categories, and each one maps onto a different regulator. Consumer protection points at the CFPB and the FTC. The concern here is straightforward. If X Money holds customer balances, offers a headline 6% yield, and bundles crypto features into a mainstream social app, the disclosures and dispute resolution mechanics need to match bank-grade standards. Warren's staff has written versions of this complaint before, most famously during the PayPal crypto rollout. National security points at Treasury and OFAC. X Money is a global product on a global platform, with users in jurisdictions where sanction screening gets complicated fast. The letter reportedly asks how X plans to handle cross-border stablecoin flows and what controls exist if a sanctioned entity opens an account under a real-sounding name. Financial stability points at the Federal Reserve and the FDIC, a high-yield pooled balance product running on a social network with hundreds of millions of users, is the kind of thing that shows up in Fed staff papers on runnable liabilities. If X Money's yield is funded by anything other than a fully segregated reserved account, a sudden outflow becomes a real question. What the 6% yield actually implies. The yield is the part of this that cannot quietly resolve itself. 6% is materially above where treasuries sit, well above what bank money market accounts pay, and in the same neighborhood as some DeFi stablecoin lending rates. Yields at that level get funded one of three ways. Crypto-native lending, maturity transformation on fiat reserves, or subsidies from the platform itself. Each of those invites a different regulator. If the yield comes from crypto lending or a stablecoin strategy, you are looking at the SEC, the CFTC, and whatever the Tillis stablecoin yield draft turns into. If it comes from reserve maturity transformation, you are looking at bank-like rules without a bank charter. If it is subsidized, you are looking at whether X is burning capital to buy user balances and whether that is sustainable. Warren's letter does not need to answer which one. It just needs to force X to answer. How this changes the competitive picture. X Money entered a crowded field. Crypto.com, Coinbase, and a wave of self-custody issuers like MetaMask and Solflare have spent 2 years refining the crypto spending experience. The crypto card sector has survived FTX, Wirecard, and multiple smaller issuer failures. And the survivors have done it by separating custody from spending and by keeping yield claims modest. X Money, shipped with a higher yield and a social distribution advantage. A Senate letter does not stop either of those, but it slows them down. Compliance budgets grow. Product decisions get reviewed twice. Marketing copy gets lawyered. And any bank or card network partner, including Visa, will want to see how X responds before signing additional paperwork. Readers shopping for a crypto-adjacent spending product now have a new factor to weigh. The novelty of X Money's yield is real, but so is the regulatory overhang. Users who prioritize predictable custody and transparent fee structures may prefer established options while this plays out. Users who are comfortable with counterparty risk in exchange for a higher rate have to accept that the rate itself is now under political scrutiny. What comes next? Warren has asked X for a response by a set deadline, which is the standard format for these letters. X has three realistic options. It can respond substantively and in detail, which is the path that gets the product closest to a quiet resolution. It can push back publicly, which would play well with one audience and badly with regulators. Or it can slow walk the response and hope the political calendar moves on. Whichever path Musk picks will tell you how committed X money is to the 6% number. If the yield quietly drops or gets capped to a smaller balance tier, that is a sign the letter worked. If the yield stays and the crypto features ship on schedule, that is a sign X is prepared for a fight.